In the name of Jesus, amen. Mary, the Mother of God, visits her relative Elizabeth, already 6 months with child, and greets her. John the Baptist, still in utero, leaps for joy in Elizabeth's womb. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth responds to the greeting, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And she calls Mary the Mother of my Lord. Now, for as long as I can remember, Lutherans have had a difficult time calling Mary blessed, the result of an overzealous piety that even Dr. Walther battled against in his day. Lutherans have, by way of this piety, typically balked at the phrase Blessed Virgin Mother. They even get a bit antsy when they hear Mary referred to as the Mother of God, or even as Elizabeth called her, the Mother of our Lord. In some places, people will get angry if her name is even mentioned outside of the reading of the Christmas story from Luke 2 and an occasional nod in a Christmas sermon. It's getting to the point, and in some places, gotten to the point where Mary is completely ignored. Certainly, there is reason not to pay her more honor than she is due. True, she shouldn't be venerated as some godlike figure, able to hear and convey prayers to God. The scriptures do not elevate her to her son's right hand, nor do they make her out to be an intermediary between God and man. The only time you get a glimpse of her like this is while she still walked the earth with her son, such as at the wedding at Cana. And even there, it isn't said that she was asked to approach Jesus. On the other hand, the scriptures do say there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Of course, I refer mainly to the Church of the Papacy, although recent events may have changed that a bit, and some Eastern Orthodox who believe, teach, and confess that they can and should approach Mary or any other saint in order to be heard by God. Sure, they can and do pray to God in the name of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, but they also talk to the saints as yet another avenue to an audience with God. On top of that, they believe, teach, and confess that certain powers have been conferred upon the canonized saints in order to effect some sort of change among man, especially in certain situations. So, for instance, statues of St. Joseph, Jesus' guardian, are buried in yards in order to hasten sales of real estate or improve the negotiated price. Travelers wear St. Christopher medals in order to be protected during travel. Prayers are made to St. Anne, Jesus' grandmother, to be rescued from a thunderstorm. It seems very much like the ancient gods and goddesses of the Greek and Roman pantheons who individually controlled certain aspects of nature or man's livelihoods. However, to learn how to revere Mary truly and rightly, or any saint, listen to what she's saying in tonight's gospel. She said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Notice who is doing all of the action in what Mary says. Notice who has regarded, done great things, has mercy, shown strength, scattered, put down, exalted, filled, sent away, has helped, and spoke. God is the one doing all of the action. He is the one verbing the verbs. He alone is the one who does great things to Mary and to all whom he has given faith in her son. That alone is enough to call Mary blessed, as it is enough to call blessed those who trust in the perfect merits of her Son to cover them and gain for them salvation. In other words, Mary is blessed primarily because her Son is her Savior and Redeemer. Jesus is the propitiation for her sins. Also, you are blessed because you are, along with Mary, clothed in the righteousness of God, which is Jesus Christ, God's Son and Mary's Son. Furthermore, Mary is called blessed because of the special union she has with the Son of God, because of what God has done to her specifically. God had ordained her to be the fulfillment of what you heard last week from Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. She is blessed among women because of the fruit of her womb. From her sprang forth salvation. You could call her the mother of salvation so long as you do not ascribe to her any part in your salvation apart from the labor that she went through to bear the Redeemer of the world. Therefore, you can repeat of her what Elizabeth, her relative, said. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And the only reason for this is simple. Jesus. God was drawing near in the womb of a lowly maiden from Nazareth. Redemption is near as God takes on flesh in the womb of Mary. So, fellow Lutherans, how do you show Mary proper attention and veneration? For one thing, do not be afraid to call her what God calls her. Look both at last week's gospel and tonight's. Four times Mary is called blessed. And all of that for the sake of Jesus, both as her Savior, as much as yours, as well as being the fruit of her womb. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Then Elizabeth spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth said, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Mary said, "For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed." First, Gabriel brings word directly from God calling Mary blessed. Then both Elizabeth and Mary echo what Gabriel had said. Here's the thing. The word of God calls Mary blessed. And if God calls her blessed, then there should be no lack of confidence to say the same. And as I mentioned, it is said because of what God has done for her. For another thing, you repeat her song. It is a song of faith. Her words become your words because, like to her, God has done great things to you, even as he was then confined, as it were, in the space of his mother's womb. He has regarded you lowly as you are and lifted you up in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, you sing back to God his very word, repeating the words which he first gave to Mary, the Blessed Virgin. Like her, your souls magnify the Lord because he has come, given his life for you on the tree of the cross, and forgiven you for all of your sins. In the name of Jesus, amen.